Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio Show. Today is Saturday, February 28th, last day of February, 2015. My name is Ron Eich. You guys can call me Ronnie. I'm your host. A little bit about myself. I am an angel intuitive. I am a Reiki practitioner, a certified angel card reader. I am a teacher, a healer. I do many, many things. And I have this show so that I can put out spiritual information and help anybody on their path. Every Saturday I do this. I do angel readings. Sundays I do spiritual topics. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about Atlantis and Lemuria, the ancient civilization. So if you're interested in listening to that, I invite you to follow the show. If you could do that, that'd be very helpful. Also, check out my website if you'd like to find out more about me. My website's www.ascensionmagic.com, and there's a Facebook page there as well. Every week, I pick somebody from my Facebook page to do professional readings with myself. And also, if you'd like to schedule a professional reading, you can do that on my website. So for today, the angels guided me to talk about sacred geometry. Not really talk about sacred geometry, but do readings with sacred geometry. And I actually have five different card decks laid out here. I have the Angel Tarot deck from Doreen Virtue and Riley Valentine. I have a Past Life deck I was guided to use. It's also from Doreen Virtue. I have a Messages from Your Angels deck. And there's a card of animals. And, of course, the Sacred Geometry deck. The Sacred Geometry deck is by an artist named Francine Hart, and she does these amazing paintings where she looks at a piece of nature and just sees how the geometry is there. For example, like a mountain, she sees triangles, and she puts it together on a card, and it's your typical tarot deck, except there's sacred geometry in there. So what I'm going to do today for my callers is whatever the angels come through, of course, I always do that. But with the sacred geometry, I want to tell you what symbols are in your life and what you can pay attention to that might give you some insight. Because, you know, there's many different tools out there. There's crystals and tarot and numerology. Sacred geometry is just another one of those tools that you can use, or that you can call upon to help you. So I have a couple people holding. If you're new to the show, the way I distinguish your call is I'll say the area code, and that's how you know I get to you. I've actually screened a few callers before the show, and I'm going to get to one of them right now. My first caller is Mia. Let me get her on the line here. Hi, Mia.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you for calling in the show. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Oh, me too. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course, of course. So you mentioned that you didn't really have a question, you just wanted some general information, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to grab the Sacred Geometry deck, because we're all getting Sacred Geometry messages, and I'm going to connect with your angels and ask them what messages they would like to give to you today. Okay, so let's see, let's shuffle these. Okay, this one comes out. And it's interesting. Have you heard of the Kabbalah?
Kabbalah? Oh, yes, I have.
Yeah, you know, like Madonna Kabbalah?
Yes.
This card is jumped out, and it says Kabbalah, and it has actually a picture of the Tree of Life on there. And the message of this card, when this card comes up, is typically, like, it's saying that you're in a process of growth, and you might want to do some more research about what the Kabbalah is all about and the Tree of Life. If you could see the card, there are these different circles that say different things. There's one that says power, one that says beauty, wisdom, understanding. And it's really about like going through this process of transformation and opening up to who you are, because my instincts are telling me that you've gone through already a major process, and it feels like you're a teacher of sorts, like a spiritual teacher. That's what I feel. It feels like the angels work very strongly with you. So this card's really just reminding you about acknowledging really like the work that you've done and where you currently are. And they're telling me to tell you to let go of the fears that are holding you back. Because it feels like there's a small fear. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it feels like there's something that's maybe blocking you that you're not wanting to face. So I can ask Archangel Michael to be there and to help kind of clear the path for you,
mm-hmm.
for whatever that is. Okay, there you go. It's not a major thing. It's just I think sometimes like you know our thoughts can get in the way of what we're trying to create. And
mm-hmm,
you feel
right.
like you're a very strong creator. You're a very powerful person. But it feels sometimes like you're stuck between like heaven and earth. It's like, you know, you're very spiritual and you go out there in the ethers and then you have to tell yourself, oh, I got to ground, you know, and come back to the earth. And it feels like sometimes you go between both, like between like being out there in the spirit world and being down here in the earth. So they're telling me to help you find some ways to balance that. Maybe some yoga would be good to help you kind of find that balance. Some exercise. Do you do a lot of exercises right now? Are you pretty physically active?
Yes, I do
good.
Some.
Okay. Yeah, that's just acknowledging that the work that you're doing and the exercises can help kind of bring balance. I see you being by the water. It feels like you have a strong connection to water. So they're telling me to acknowledge that. You know, keep going near the water, because the water and especially the ocean can clear energy and can kind of help to bring back the power that you have within yourself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to also go to this deck of cards about animals. So I want to tell you what animals got in you right now. So let's.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had an animal totem reading before?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
There was a lion that I was born with.
Oh, wow. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to shuffle these cards here and give you a message that the animal that's coming out. So let's see what's the message here. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So there's actually two that are together, and it's interesting because there's a buffalo and there's an owl. And what's really interesting is that before the show even started, I kept seeing an owl in my head. So maybe this message is for you. But what the buffalo represents, and I have to kind of double check, the buffalo is about abundance and prayer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the buffalo is just reminded, because the buffaloes were used for the Native Americans to provide them sustenance and food and the things that they needed. And that the buffalo
mm-hmm.
is a sign that your prayers are being heard, that everything that you need is given to you. So that's what the buffalo is there for. You can call on the buffalo to help you achieve your goals and desires. Okay, buffalo is a very
mm-hmm.
strong, powerful animal. The other animal is the owl, of course. And, of course, owl, you know, owl is a bird. And birds are typically messengers. But the owl is associated with clairvoyance and magic, both the dark and the light of magic. It's like the balance between the two. And
mm-hmm.
Owl is, if you think about an owl goes out at night and hunts its prey, so it can see very
mm-hmm.
clearly in the dark, and that gives it an advantage. So the owl is oftentimes the medicine associated with witches and sorcerers. So it may be reminding or calling you to say, hey, that magical stuff that you're interested in, this is a reminder of that the owl is helping you. And the owl is also associated with wisdom and Athena, the Greek goddess of wisdom, who is often on her shoulder, allowing her to speak the truth. So the owl is asking you to use your power of observation to see the truth in a situation. because it feels like in the past maybe there has been some people that have deceived you, and you were very keen with your observations. This is reminding you to keep doing that, because you're a guide for people, because you've gone through those experiences. You've gone through experiences where, you know, people were not trustworthy, and you've trusted that. And this is saying, yes, you've done the right thing. And I keep seeing the water. I keep seeing the water. So I don't know. Do you feel guided to go near the water, or do you live near the water?
I do. I live near the water. I'm 10 minutes away.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, this is where the angels are telling me to tell you to keep going near the water, because I also feel like you have great magical ability. So you have the ability to send out light and love there in the water to stop like any harmful energy from coming in, like or bad storms. Like, you can dissipate that energy. You have that magical ability. So this is what's coming through me. But they're telling me, go near the water. They want to acknowledge that you are a healer and you are a teacher, and that to keep taking those action steps. Are you thinking about moving soon?
I just moved here about a year ago to be near the water.
Okay. So you just moved. Okay. Because I got an image of you like leaving behind a stressful situation. That doesn't mean you're going to move your house, but like something's leaving your life that wasn't really in your highest good. It's calling upon you to use your strength to resolve that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But call upon the owl to help you with the medicine, to give you that vision, and go near the water. Go near the water. Maybe today, maybe take a walk towards the water and just connect with nature and kind of see how it makes you feel. And I think that might help you a little bit today.
Mhm. Okay.
But that's what's coming through for today.
Mhm. Wow. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, anytime you'd like to call in. What's that?
It resonates with me. I mean, I have
that's
this.
That's great.
I have this feeling about all this.
Good. That's wonderful to hear. Yeah, pay attention to any signs that you see along the way. Like, you might even see owls where you are, or you might see a buffalo in your clairvoyance. You might see a buffalo. Also, remember the Kabbalah. Remember that you might want to check into that and kind of see how that resonates with you. That's the sacred geometry that came through. Because the Tree of Life is actually a part of Metatron's Cube. It's in Metatron's Cube and in the Flower of Life pattern, if you studied sacred geometry. It's a part of sacred geometry. So maybe do a little bit of research on that and see what comes up with you. And I invite you to check out the Facebook page and keep me posted on what you find out about the Tree of Life, because I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, you're very welcome. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you.
And lots of angel blessings, okay?
Okay. Angel blessings, Dad.
Bye. Okay. Before I get to my next call, I forgot to tell everybody, before the show started, I pulled a card for everybody, even those who can't call in or those who are listening on rebroadcast, just to see what messages the angels wanted to come through. And the card that came up was the Ace of Water. And this is from the Angel Tarot deck. And the Ace of Water is really about diving deep into something new, a relationship, your intuition, a new home. If you've seen this card, it's on my Facebook page. There's a picture of, there's a mermaid, and he's diving very deep into the water. Part of his fin is sticking out of the water to show that he's not quite committed, but like 95% committed. Once this mermaid's a woman, so this would be a merman, commits to the dream and dives deep down in the water, that's when the wonderful new things will come forth, the relationships, the spiritual growth, intuition, new home, and all these wonderful things. So this, if you're out there and you've been looking for a sign, this card might be for you, that something new is coming your way, deep spiritual experiences for yourself. So pay attention to the signs that you might receive along the way, and ask the angels, of course, to help you if you need help. So I am going to go to my next caller here. I'm going to go to area code 863. I'm the next caller here. Hello,
hello.
Area code 863. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Can I get
How
your
you?
Name, please? I'm
Angela?
Doing well. Hi, Angela.
Angela.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Did you have a particular question that you'd like to ask, or would you like just a general reading today?
A general reading.
Okay. Now, just like I did with Mia, I'm going to start off with the sacred geometry, and I'm going to give you a message from sacred geometry. And I also want to go to the animals. The animals really want to come through today for some reason. So I'm going to think about your angels and ask them what messages they would like to ask or to give you today.
Okay.
Okay, I'm shuffling the deck. And let's see what comes through. All right, so this card comes out, and the message, there's words on the bottom that say steam cave. And it's like the picture is inside this volcano, and there's a man and a woman bathing inside the waters, inside like a spa. And it's this really deep, deep spiritual message. And the card's surrounded by all these triangles, and there's these beautiful flames on the side. So it feels like very feminine. And what the card really is about those forces within ourselves. Okay, the triangles on the card represent a star tetrahedron. Do you know what a star tetrahedron is?
No.
Okay, well, you know what the Star of David is, right?
Okay.
Like from the Jewish faith. It's basically like that. You have one triangle pointing down and one triangle pointing up, and they're interlocked into a six-pointed star.
Okay.
That the three-dimensional version of that is called the star tetrahedron.
Okay.
And this card is reminding you to ground yourself and to connect very deep with the earth in whatever way you might want to do. So the earth energies are coming forth very strongly for you right now. It feels like it's a time of reawakening for you. Like I feel like the feminine part is coming out. Like there's been a lot of masculine energy in your life, and this card is reminding you to reopen to that feminine part where you flow and you heal and you allow that passion to ignite. And that's what this card is speaking of. Okay, and it feels like opening your power center, which is your solar plexus area. Okay, so I want to actually ask Archangel Michael to be with you and to help you kind of release any blocks that might be stopping this flow, because the water in the card is about flow and opening up your power center. Okay, there you go. So you feel much more open. Does that card resonate with you right now?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Yeah, because it feels like a rebirth, like a renewal, like you're opening up and remembering the truth of who you are. I'm also guided now to go to the Angel Tarot deck, which is, I love this Angel Tarot deck. Do you use any of Doreen Virtue's cards at all?
No, I haven't. But I've been in a relationship for 7 years, and I ended that relationship maybe 6 months ago, and I've been finding myself more than I have. I have lost myself for 7 years under somebody else, a man. So I'm seeing someone now, but it's like I was like not myself. I was having to do for him, not for myself or anything to do with me. So.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So what we can do is I can also ask Archangel Raphael, who is a healing angel, to be there for you, okay? And I'm just going to do a little bit of angel therapy, okay? So what I'm asking you to do is be open to the healing energy. There you go. And I'm going to ask Raphael to just wrap his emerald green energy around you and to help you to release and forgive. And Archangel Jophiel is there too. It's the angel of beauty and allowing you to recognize your own internal beauty for who you are. Okay? And just feel this love like deep inside the very core of your being. And what we're going to do is we're going to send roots out your feet deep into the earth. We're going to ground all the things that aren't serving you very deeply and allow you to remain true to your power. And we're also going to ask Archangel Michael to cut any cords. And if anyone's listening that would like to assist in this healing, please offer that as well. We're cutting the cords, allowing you to return to your true self. There you go. Now, in reality, no one has the power to take you away. It's only a temporary thing. I've gone through this in my life. You know, like we think, oh, I feel so different and this person's taking this away from me. And in some ways, they have affected us. But in truth, like when you connect to your divine spirit, that can never be harmed. Your spirit is always love and beauty, and that can never be touched despite what happens externally. So they're telling me to tell you to forgive yourself, because we oftentimes think, well, oh, if only I've made this different decision, then it would have been better. Or if only I would have made this choice. So they're saying for me to tell you that all is well and all is perfect, and it feels like there's a much better horizon. I see you walking upstairs, like going into a better direction. But it's important for you to forgive yourself. And when you feel yourself feeling those thoughts, like, you know, oh, if only this or only that, it's important to mentally say to yourself, I forgive myself. All is well. And I can peacefully move forward in this new direction. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the message that wants to come forth. They're saying rest, okay, relax, go with the flow a little bit, and forgive this other person, that relationship, forgive that person too. Because, you know, there's two people in a relationship. It's both. Even though sometimes it can seem one-sided, there's two parties to it. So it's important to forgive. Okay. There's a really good book. Have you heard of the book You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay?
No, but I'll write it down.
Yeah, it's really one of the Bibles of spiritual practices, because in this book she talks about how our thoughts can affect our reality, and how just thinking certain thoughts in our mind again and again, which that's called an affirmation, can help to heal. So if you're struggling with forgiveness, you know, and forgiving someone and forgiving yourself, you can tell yourself, all is well. You know, I have forgiven the situation. I am healed. Like, whatever you tell yourself is what will manifest. So sometimes we can get so stuck on thinking about what was that we forget to look at all the wonderful doors that are opening for us. Okay? So I'm feeling some pain in your heart right now. And I'm going to keep sending some healing energy to you to help you to heal and forgive. Okay? Let's see. Are you drinking lots of water?
No.
Okay.
I need water.
Yeah, that just popped into my head. Water is wonderful for just clearing your body and getting rid of the toxic buildup of chemicals from foods that we eat and things. Just like the last caller, I was telling her to go near the water. You might want to take a sea salt bath. Do you have a bathtub at your house or your apartment? Or
yes, apartment.
Okay. Is there a bathtub there?
Yes, there is.
Okay. Yep. So what I'd like you to do is go out and get either some Epsom salt or some sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in your bathtub. Okay, fill up the tub, and then sit in the tub and allow the salt to just soak up all the toxins that are in your body, and ask the angels to help you with this. And I do this probably like once a week, and it really clears away everything, and it really helps you to feel clear and back to yourself, because you mentioned that you don't quite feel like yourself. And that'll really help to kind of clear away some of the energy. But when you drink water, too, you can actually put your hands around the water and bless the water with your intention. You can actually put into the water, for example, I put into this water healing and forgiveness. And you drink that water, and it'll allow you to feel that energy. Okay, Archangel Raphael is always there, always helping you to heal. But they're telling me to tell you to keep working on yourself now, exercise, get an exercise program. And get out more, go outside more, go out and do something in nature. You know, allow yourself to just to be with you, because when you're in nature, you can connect with yourself. And I also feel like you might want to go and look into some crystals too, like even just a basic quartz crystal or a rose quartz.
Some of the rose, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like rose quartz is
that.
Really
mm-hmm.
good for your heart. Do you have one already?
No, I was just told that I needed to get one, that I had a lot of, there was, well, it was to do with the medium, someone that was kind of coming through, and it would help with a lot of the,
yes.
Someone just told me that, that's why I knew that when you said quartz, like rose quartz.
Yeah, it's funny. Okay. And the last message I have for you is that you're too hard on yourself, hon. They're saying you have to forgive yourself, like, for you're way too hard on yourself. And it's so easy to beat ourselves up, you know, that's that coulda, shoulda, woulda. But remember that you're a child of God, and there's only love within you. There's only love within you. You are love, okay? So do this right now. Let's do this together. I want you to say, I am love. Just say that.
I am love.
There you go. Say, I am light.
I am light.
And all is well.
And all is well.
So you see how that makes you feel good when you say that? And the more you
calm.
Say that,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it calms you down. It makes you feel good, and it makes you release, and it helps you to move forward. So keep working on your forgiveness work, okay? Keep moving forward, and know that anything that was troubling you is being left behind, okay? Don't even give it your attention. Just keep moving forward. Keep walking up the stairs, because I see you walking upstairs, like taking these steps. Keep taking those steps. And just let the love and light be around you, and you're going to be just fine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I keep in touch with me on Facebook and let me know how things are going. And, of course, if you need any more assistance, I'd be happy to help you out.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, well, mm-hmm. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay, lots of love.
Bye.
Okay, so if you guys are calling and if I don't get to your call today, remember to listen to what messages come through for other callers, because it's often a message for you as well, okay? And if you're listening on playback too, same thing. The messages are for you. That's always my intention when I do my shows, that these episodes bring blessings to everyone who calls in or everyone who listens. So I'm being guided to go to area code 770. Area code 770. Hello? Hi. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, hi.
I'm being guided to take your call. Hi. It sounds
hi,
like you have
how you doing?
I'm doing
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
You got some crying children there in the background, I hear.
Uh-huh. It's just my little boy.
Okay.
Hi,
can
how
I get
you
your
doing?
Name? I'm doing good.
Hi, my name is Regina.
Regina, hi. Thanks for calling in.
Hi.
Have I talked
Thank
to you before?
You. Yes, but I've never
I
had a
so.
Sacred geometry reading from you,
okay.
though.
Sweet. All right, well, let's do that.
Okay.
I got the cards right here, and I'm going to see what... We'll just do sacred geometry here, and we'll see what messages come forth for you. Okay.
Okay.
So let's see. I'm going to shuffle. I'm thinking about what would like to come forth for you at this time. Okay. Have you ever listened to my sacred geometry show at all?
I have. For a
okay.
little while.
So you kind of have an
mm-hmm.
idea about what sacred geometry is. Okay, good. Okay,
yes.
So there's three cards I want to draw, and actually one just jumped out too, so we'll get to that one. The first card that comes out, this card is the Antahkarana, and it sort of looks like, I'm going to say it looks like a swastika, but it's not a swastika.
Okay.
The Antahkarana really has to do with the message is bridge, and it's a meditation symbol that's used in China and in Tibet. It's been used for thousands of years, and it represents the connection between your brain and your spiritual self, and it's allowing you to connect with that higher self. And what I'll do too, I can send you the images of these cards if you want to give me your email. Like, I think you're on my Facebook page, right?
No, I'm not on your Facebook.
Okay. Well, you can get on my Facebook page, or if you want to go to my website, Ascension Magic, and I'll email you the images so you can see. But the Ansa Karana is connecting you with your deeper part of yourself. And you can actually take this image and put it up all over your house, on your fridge, on your computer, wherever you want. And every time you see it, it reminds you to connect with your higher self. It reminds you to be with that part of yourself. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Now, the other card that comes up in this reading is the Sri Yantra. It's S-R-I Yantra. And it looks like it's like a square, and it has four little things sticking out. And in the middle, there's all these triangles. Again, if I send you the image through email, it'll make more sense to you. But this card, again, also about meditation. It seems the message for you is meditation. And it could, and the message is probably for all of us, too, that all of us that are listening. The Sri Yantra has nine interlocking triangles. And the proportions of the largest triangle are the same as the Great Pyramid in Egypt. And the pyramid is a lot of geometry in there. And there's also these lotus flowers that are in this card. Lotus is all about connecting with your higher self. So the message is connect with your higher self. The card also says that you may need to to protect yourself a little bit from some of the chaos that's in your world. So it's saying to take a moment to just breathe deep and relax and be centered when you feel like you're stuck in some chaos. Like, you know, for example, your son was crying there for a second. Just, you know, get that peaceful place.
Yes.
Now, the next card in this, it's a beautiful card. It says morning meeting. And there's these trees. And once again, there's an owl. So the owl is coming up again today for us. But it looks like a picture of lovers in this. And it's mostly, too, about connecting with yourself, like loving yourself. The card's asking you to think about the way that you communicate to others. Do you speak from your heart? Do you truly listen when someone's speaking? Or are you always thinking ahead about, like, how you're going to come back at someone's point? You know, because part of listening and communicating is being present. When we really allow ourselves to be, instead of just letting our minds wander. So the message, again, is centering yourself and allowing yourself to communicate from a sense of peace. It's really about communicating with others in your life, your children, but also communicating, like God is communicating with you. The angels are communicating with you. Like when you go to church or wherever you connect with the divine, you're hearing the messages. And it's saying that you also are a communicator of spirit. You have the ability to communicate messages to people when you allow yourself to be centered in that space. But sometimes we are fearful of that. We can get fearful because of being shunned by what people have said to us in our past or other lifetimes. The card saying you are a communicator, communicate with your spirit, communicate from spirit. And I really think the Ansa Karana is going to be the symbol that's really going to help you to do that and to release some of the fear. Now, also on this card, there is a lot of trees and there's snow. So I don't know what part of the country you live in, but a lot of places in the country, they got snow right now. This might be, say, hey, go outside and just have a little bit of fun in the snow and connect with the nature a little bit, just to allow yourself to open up. And don't be afraid of your power. As it feels like there's a part of you that's afraid, like, of your power. Like, there's a part of you that's, you know, you have these certain ideas and beliefs and abilities, but it's like you're scared. I feel like there's a part of you that's scared of something. Like you're scared to let go of something. And I'm not sure what that is. But there's a part of you that feels afraid.
Me either. I don't know what it is either, so I don't know.
Okay. It may just be that you're afraid of making the wrong choices for your children.
Yeah,
or for
that's
your
true.
Maybe that's what I feel
or
like
for
there's
myself.
Something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It could just be that too.
Okay.
Let's see. I want to actually do a little bit of healing with you on your solar plexus area too. The solar plexus is your belly button.
Okay.
And the belly button area, it's a yellowish color, so it's like a bright yellow, like a sun. And what we're going to do is we're just going to allow this center to open.
Okay.
Okay, and anything that's blocking you from being in your power, we're just going to let this go.
Okay.
And anyone that might be affecting you, we're asking Archangel Michael to protect you and to clear this away. Do you feel how you relaxed a little bit, and how you're more, your energy feels different to me. You feel more relaxed and more centered. You might want to, do you know what the chakras are?
I have heard of them.
Okay. It feels like you should think about looking into what they are. Really what they are is they're these energy centers that run up and down our spine, and each one has a different color and a particular energy to it. Like, you know, there's one for love, there's one for communication, there's one for sexuality. I feel like, just like the other caller that called in earlier, do a sea salt bath. And when you're in the sea salt bath, in the water, allow and ask the angels to open up your chakras for you, and to allow yourself to really let go, and to allow yourself to open. Particularly work on your heart chakra a little bit, and opening up your crown. Your crown is at the top of your head, which connects you to your higher self, because that's what this message was about connecting you with your higher self and who you really are. So look at the chakras. The card that jumped out of the sacred geometry was Metatron's Cube. And I've talked about Metatron's Cube before on my Sacred Geometry show, but what the card represents is a sense of community. And it's about your relationships with others and humanity, because the card has all these circles that are connected. So this circle is connected to that circle, to that circle. They're all connected. And when do you go to church often?
Actually, I'm going to church tomorrow, so like this year I've been going to church a little more.
Yeah, because they're acknowledging that. They're saying your church is really where you feel that sense of community, and people that are uplifting, and thoughts that are uplifting and helping you to move forward. I even feel like you could have some leadership roles there in the church, possibly, like maybe on the side. Like, that would help you have a sense of community, and that's kind of what jumped through for me. I was also guided to do an animal, and the beaver came through.
Ooh.
And I want to take a look and see about beaver, what beaver represents here. Give me just a second here. The number is 22, so I'm not sure what 22 means anything to you, but that's the number of the card. And the beaver is really about, like, building things. Like, the beaver builds dams. And the beaver is the doer, you know, building things and getting things done in the family, in the home. And the beaver can be defensive if it needs to be, but the beaver is a doer, and it's saying put your ideas into action, get things done. And sometimes beaver, too, can tell you to watch your back in a way, because the beaver's always observing. But I feel for you it's more like the community and building things, like building a family and building your roots and connecting with others and feeling that sense of connection. That's kind of what I feel the message is for you. And the trees, too, you may want to go out and connect with the trees a little bit more.
Okay.
But these are the messages. So, again, go on my website, ascensionmagic.com. Send me your email, and I'll give you the images of these cards so you can see what they look like.
Okay.
And you can use them as a meditation symbol. But they also want to acknowledge that you're doing good work, and you are definitely a light worker. You're bringing light into the world. And in your body, I feel like you have some DNA of family things in the past that were not so connected to the light, but you are both. You're taking the old and transmuting it into something new and bringing forth a new energy into the world. And that could be why you feel stuck, and that could be why you feel back and forth between two different energies, because you have your DNA, which is your family, and then there's you, which is like the light. And it's like pulled back and forth between these two energies. And your part of your purpose is to bring balance to some of the things that have happened in your family, teaching them forgiveness and teaching them light, because that's what you're grounded in that. Okay?
Okay.
I'm just acknowledging that for you. But definitely send me your email so I can send you these messages, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in, and lots of love and blessings to you, okay?
Okay, then. You too.
Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay, so my next caller, I'm going to get to someone that is calling from area code 630. Hello?
Oh, hi, it's Mia. Still listening in your show.
Oh, you're still listening. You're just listening to the show, right? Okay.
Yes.
Great. Okay, so I'm going to take another call.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, let's get to area code 360 here. Area code 360, hello?
Hi.
Can I get your name?
Lynette.
What is it? I can't hear you, hon. Okay, I'm going to take another call here. I'm going to area code 402. Area code 402. Hello?
Hello, my name is Leilani. Thank you for taking my call.
What's your name again?
And Leilani.
Leilani. Oh, that's such a pretty name. I love that name.
Thank you. If I could have an angel card reading, that'd be awesome.
Okay. Of course. I'd love to do that. I'm doing sacred geometry, too, so I want to give every caller a sacred geometry message, and then we'll go to the angel cards, okay?
Right on.
All right. So I'm going to think of your angels. Now, do you just want a general reading, or do you want to ask a particular question?
General is fine, whatever Spirit wants. But
okay, that sounds wonderful.
A lot of message. Okay.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to think about your angels. Okay, no, right off the bat, I'm getting a lot of dolphins around you. Are you connected with the dolphins?
Yeah, I connect with the water because I'm from Hawaii. But I'm actually in Omaha. There's not any dolphins here, though.
Because I saw the dolphins come really strong through for you. Like, you have a connection with them. Like, even from, like, another, like, a star system, like, where you can really, like, you have dolphin energy within your DNA, and you can communicate with them through your thoughts. Like, you don't need to actually be near a physical dolphin, just the energy of a dolphin, like just thinking about a dolphin can connect. But they're acknowledging that you have that connection and to try to keep finding a way to work with them more. Because I feel like your heart speaks to, they speak to you, like they connect with you. And they're wanting you to try to find a way to connect with them, like in the water where you are. It seems like water's a common message today. So all my callers have been about water, water, water. So that's really interesting. But water's the big message.
I have a body of water behind me. So, I mean, there's no dolphins.
Okay.
There's some fish, but.
Just remember what I'm saying about dolphins, that you have that connection.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome. And the card of sacred geometry that jumped out was called the Merkaba. Do you know what the Merkaba is?
No.
Okay, well, the Merkaba is basically, it's a three-dimensional Star of David. So it's a six-pointed star that's three dimensions. And it represents our light body or our higher self. It represents your true spiritual self. And there's a lot of wonderful things, meditations you can do about the Merkaba. But when this card comes up, it's, of course, reminding you of what it is. But the Merkaba is about opening up your heart and moving forward on your journey. And you may want to even do some research about what the Merkaba is. I'll spell it out for you. It's M-E-R, like Mer, K-A, Ka, and then B-A. Mm-hmm. So it's Merkaba. And if you Google it, you can find lots of messages on that. But you may want to just find out what this symbol really means and what it's all about. And figure out how you can help, how it can help you to connect with your true spirit. Okay?
Right on.
So that's,
I will,
the Merkabah. No, I have the Angel Tarot deck that I'm going to use, and I'm going to just ask the angels what messages they would like to come forth for you. Okay, now this one comes out. So Archangel Michael came out with the wheel, and the wheel is, if you think of a wheel, the wheel's spinning, but the wheel is really about, like, going through a time of change and moving forward. Like, it's a good message, like, fortune's on your side. The card has all four elements balanced equally, and Archangel Michael in the middle as the protector, saying, you know, you're going to be safe as you go through these transitions. Our entire planet right now is going through a major transition, and you're a part of that.
I really feel very
strongly about the dolphins with you. Like, it's really coming through. They're like, dolphins, dolphins, dolphins. So really find a way to connect. And there is a connection between Sirius, the Sirius star system, and dolphins. So they're telling me to tell you to look into that. Look into the connection between the dolphins and the star system of Sirius, and also the Pleiades, because I feel like you can connect with, like, star systems. So that's coming through. I'm going to draw another card. Let's see what comes through here. The Eight of Earth comes out, and the Eight of Earth is about learning all there is to know about a topic. So that's your message. Finding out things, more spiritual practices, the dolphins, the Merkabah, the star systems that are out there. There's this whole new side of spirituality that they're wanting you to look into, because it feels like a lot of your spiritual practices have been more earth-based, and this is saying start looking more ethereal-based, you know, like more connected to, you know, extraterrestrials and angels and all the stuff that's considered kind of out there. It's saying start looking more into that and finding out more about other things. It's a time of change. Okay. Now, the wheel too, I'm going to go back to the wheel. That is a great card. It's a card of good luck. It's saying delays are gone and they're a thing of the past. Okay. So it's saying keep moving forward. I want to draw one more card from the Angel Tarot deck as well.
Thank you.
And sure, the card that comes out is King of Water, and on the card, of course, there is a dolphin in the water, and this card is about just opening your heart and your mind to those around you, because it feels like you have great leadership ability. You are an excellent leader, and I see you standing up, like, on a cliff looking over water, like just pulling up the water with your hands, like you're that powerful of a person, and you're very powerful. You have a lot of power, and using that power, even like maybe like as a politician. I know that sounds crazy, but it's like you have that. You can communicate, and you communicate with compassion, and you know you do good things. Like, especially I feel like environmental things as well. Like, you've done a lot of things in that capacity. Yeah. So they're saying keep moving forward with that. Use your leadership potential to help others, but start looking into some other spiritual things that you may have sometimes considered somewhat out there. Believe me, there are some kinds of crazy thoughts out there. I've read books about, you know, we were created by this alien slave race. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy theories out there.
Yeah, no,
it's
I had,
really
like,
about.
I had weird dreams, like, and that made me think like, a little deeper. Like, I had this dream that the aliens been coming back for 25,000 years to rebuild like a clone of this ancient serpent princess that came into the birth of city of Atlantis, and like,
whoa.
Like, bred with them, and, like, they invented sonar ability, and, like, that was what the first psychic or clairvoyant, a person that could actually see was part of her DNA, and our DNA has bled into it, and so they were taking single strands from certain individuals, and they needed the last strand, and I, like, got super scared, so I put my own light over me and changed my DNA somehow, and it was really,
wow.
It was a really, really, really weird dream.
That is an interesting dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's just a reminder that you can connect with these other realms, and it's acknowledging that and to keep moving forward and helping people to understand it. That's part of your purpose, because you're going through these times of integrating and understanding all these things, and you're
right.
going to be a person that's going to really help people to feel safe, because they're going to be inspired by your example, because you have a tremendous leadership ability. Tremendous leadership ability is what they're saying.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And the crazy part of that dream was the reason why, like, I thought it was a bad idea for the princess to be rebuilt is because they were explaining that there's so much distortion and chaos, not just in our galaxies, but other galaxies. And this would be mm-hmm. a unionization of everything. So it would be like the Big Bang all over again, because she was supposed to, like, unionize with something that she didn't want to, so she rebelled and came to Earth and, like, went into the sea. So, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should write a blog. Do you write a blog about these things? I'd be interested in. I'd read your blog.
Thank you. Right on.
That sounds cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I love that creativity and that open-mindedness that you have. And it feels like even, like, you and I have had a connection before, or we might even work together in the future. Like, I feel some type of connection there with you. So definitely keep in touch and check out my Facebook page. And just Google, if you go to Facebook and put in Ascension Magic, we can keep in touch. And if you have any writings you want to put on there, definitely post it on my page. Share it. We need to share with each other.
Cool. Right on. Thank you very much. And much blessing to you.
You're welcome.
Yourself. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. Okay, have a wonderful weekend, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. That is a really cool dream, you guys. I hope you heard that dream. Maybe she can post that dream on my Facebook page and we can find out a little bit more about it. So I want to get to, let's see here, another caller. And let's see here. I want to go to area code 303. Hello, 303. Are you there?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for calling in the show. Would you like to ask a question, or do you have a general reading that you just want?
I would like to ask about relationships.
Okay.
How
are things going for you?
Well, I don't really know. I connected with someone from my past a few weeks ago, and
yeah,
I thought that there were sparks that flew, but I don't really know where he's at. So,
okay, all right, let's do this. I do have a deck of cards that I use from Doreen Virtue called the Romance Angels, so I'm going to use those cards because those focus a lot. And I also want to actually use the messages from the angels, too. Those are two different card decks I want to use.
Okay, great.
So,
thank you.
Can I get the name of the other person?
John.
Okay, John.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so I was thinking about John, and I shuffled the messages from your angels deck, and the message that comes out says, "It's a good time to give birth to new ideas and situations in your life. I am watching over you, guiding you, and protecting you during these changes." My actual feeling was that this person is good, a good person for you. Like, it felt, so you guys have had a relationship in the past, and now you're come back together again. Is that what happened?
Well, we're not really back together. We just, we went to the same school, and we ran into each other, and He called me sweetheart and stuff, but he tends to give off mixed signals, so I kind of don't, you know, I mean, it kind of sparked things again, and I wasn't expecting that, really.
My intuition is saying that he's a good guy, is that he really does mean no harm, and that I could see you guys having a good relationship together if you open your heart. It's really about opening your heart to new possibilities, because you probably have been asking the angels to help you find somebody, and sometimes things just happen, and this could be an answer to your prayer. It could, because that's when things sort of happen out of the blue like that, this could be the answer to your prayer that you've been praying for.
I'm hoping don't know when I'll see him again. But.
Okay. I'm shuffling the Romance Angel cards again, and the card that jumps out, it says, "Keep an open mind." It says, "Your soulmate may differ from your usual type and expectations." So that's saying, hey, maybe you had this idea of this, you know, like Superman kind of guy, but this he and I don't know what this guy looks like, but you know, he may be like Superman, but we have this idea of our perfect mate, and then the angels bring us something that doesn't seem at first like it's our perfect mate, but then it really winds up being our perfect mate. You know, like, I'll give you an example. Like, I've been in a relationship for 15 years, and I just got married last year, and it's been on and off, on and off, on and off. I'm like, this can't be the person I'm supposed to be with. Like, this doesn't feel right, you know? And then finally, it was just like when I looked back, I realized this person was there for me all the time. This person was here through everything, good and bad. It was just my own perceptions of wanting this perfect mate that stopped me from having the relationship of my dreams, you
right.
know? So
right.
it's just they're acknowledging that keep an open mind, okay? I think that he feels like he might be shy, and it feels like that really took a lot for him to say that to you. It feels like you might have to be the one to go to him. You might have to be the one
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
He's got some complications on his end, so, and he's kind of shut down because of that, I think.
Okay.
I guess it did take a lot for him to say that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're telling me. They're saying that you're going to have to be the one to pursue him. If you want the relationship to flourish, you know, to be something, it has the potential there, but you can make the choice. It's a free will. You have free will. But
right.
be honest, you know, and don't be afraid. You know, love is never a bad thing, and as long as he's an honest person and he's coming from his heart, then you won't be harmed. The angels won't allow you to be harmed. You know, just
right.
keep an open mind and keep moving forward. But they're telling me that you're going to have to be the one to go to him, I think. I think that he's the shy one in the relationship.
Yeah.
And just get to know each other. Just get to know each other a little better and see how it goes. Because I think once he feels comfortable with you, then he's going to open up more. It's just he's one of those people that's kind of guarded until he really knows you a little bit, and then he's going to open up, and then I think you can have a better friendship. But
well, yeah, he's known me for you. Go ahead.
For years. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. He's known you for a long time.
He's known me for years, but it's just that he even told one of our male friends, we have a lot of mutual friends, and he even told one of our male friends that he keeps to himself. Now, I don't know, because the way I remember him, he didn't used to keep to himself, but I think that he's been in another relationship that's kind of beaten him down a little bit, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Okay. Well, let's ask Archangel Michael to be with you and be with him and to help any fears that could be blocking anything to be released. And we'll just pray that the love and the light will guide you and help you to make choices that are coming from your heart. And as long as you make a decision from your heart, you're going to be just fine. You're going to be just fine. And even if the relationship doesn't work for some reason, you know, it doesn't mean that it was a waste of time, because love is never a waste of time, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, it feels good. It feels good. It feels like, yeah, just make the move and talk to him and see where it goes and have compassion for where he's been, you know, and just be that friend that he can open up to, because I think that you guys have a lot to share with each other as long as you open up and have those conversations. You know, I think
right.
once he feels safe with you, some of those issues won't be an issue anymore. That's what my gut says.
Well, that
okay?
does make sense. All right. Thank you. I appreciate the help.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Okay.
All right, have a
good
day.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. I am going to go to area code 360 here. Okay. Area code 360. It's hello, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
My name
is Loretta.
Yes.
Hi. I saw you in the chat room. I think we got disconnected there. I was trying to take your call. How are you doing today?
Well, I think I'm a little bit better now because I was having a major problem with my car situation. And,
yeah.
These young guys were gonna fix it, and then they said they couldn't fix it, but they wanted to be paid anyway. And then they told me, well, you know, I should just give them my car for the money, that it, for the labor. And I'm like, well, you know, you can just return the parts that I bought that were over $100, and then you can get your $100 that way. And then he's saying, well, he could go and get these used parts, but if the used parts didn't function, then he would charge me for the labor and charge me for the labor again. If, you know, if the parts didn't work, he would still charge me for the labor. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know. And then they're trying to tell me, well, I could get this car they have there for $500 and give them my car for the labor that it would take to fix that up. And I was just like, so...
Okay.
Just freaking out.
So it sounds like a stressful situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you want an angel reading to maybe get some angelic insights that might help you today?
Yes. And then I called. I remember this one ad that said the guy in his ad, he said he didn't charge you if he didn't fix your problem. He wouldn't charge you if he didn't fix it, you know. And so I called him up, and he said he would tow my car from that other place and fix it for the same amount of money, and I'd have my car back by Monday.
Hmm.
So, you know, then my friend goes, well, it sounds good, but, you know, we'll see, you know. It's like, oh, my God. So I'm just wondering, am I going to survive this with my car and my finances?
Okay,
not
so I'm going to think about your car situation when I do this reading. But I also want to go through and do a sacred geometry message for you. Okay, because I'm doing this for many. A sacred geometry message that came forth was high tide. Now, this is really interesting because almost every caller that's called in, the message has been about water. And you might remember the last caller we were talking to when I was telling her to be up on the cliff. And the water, and this card is a cliff with water coming, like being pulled up like a tide. And it's saying to use your intuition. And it's saying that your intuition will help you to move forward in your life and to listen carefully. If you feel like something's right, it is. If it doesn't feel right, then just walk away from it. So it's saying to trust yourself. And even with the situation with the car, you know what's right, and you know in your gut. The angels are reminding you that to use your intuition. So I have the messages from your angels cards, and I'm going to connect, and think about your situation with the car, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see what messages come through.
Thank you.
Of course. Okay. Now this card comes out, which the message is Aurora, and it says, you are flying high right now, which may threaten others, but don't descend because others will soon be inspired by your example. So it shows a picture of an angel just flying over a situation, saying, you know, this is just a temporary thing. You know, you're going to get through this. Just keep on moving forward with it. Okay, I'm going to keep...
Yeah.
Thinking of what other messages they want. They want to bring forth other messages for you, too.
Okay.
So it's saying, the other card that comes through says, it says, to make your decision, ask yourself, which way brings me closer to my divine purpose? Which way takes me away from it? And I know this car thing's not really your divine purpose, but the message is still there. You know, when you're making decisions in your life, you know, who to choose for a car or who to choose for whatever, take a moment before you decide to kind of think about it. How does it make you feel? Does it feel right? Does it bring you closer? Your body has a natural rhythm to it.
It wasn't feeling right at all. I was really
panicking
yesterday. And I mean, I was really upset. I didn't feel right at all. And then when I talked to that other guy today, it was like such a sense of relief.
Yeah,
I just felt like, oh my God, you know, the angels saved me.
The angels are always there.
Yeah, because I've been having prayer for it, and people praying for me, and
good.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
But it felt
right.
It felt like such a relief because the other situation with that kid You know, like I never heard of that, like buy all the parts and do what they say, and then it doesn't work, and so they're going to make you pay for it anyway. You know, it's like that doesn't right.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I want to acknowledge that there's a card that I drew from the Angel Tarot deck, and that card is the Eight of Air, and that the message says it's an illusion of being trapped. So it's saying that any potential negative things that could happen you can create that in your mind. Like, you know, like that doesn't mean that there's not bad things happening, but we can actually make it worse by overthinking about it and adding more.
I couldn't get
fuel
out of
the fire.
I couldn't get out of the avalanche of the negative feeling. It just was overwhelming, and I couldn't. It was just like this big weight that I couldn't lift off. And then today, after it dawned on me to call that one guy, and it was like, then the storm clouds broke.
Well, I feel like there, this is going to be a peaceful resolution. I think there's a lesson for you and for all of us, really, in asking for help, because it seems like you said you've asked for help from the angels and they gave you assistance, but in trusting our intuition and knowing that, you know, we are safe and that we are protected as long as we trust those feelings, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think that's the message.
Whenever I have it, like, most of my life, I haven't paid attention to my intuition, and I've been suffering the consequences since. I mean, I suffered really serious consequences not paying attention to my intuition.
Yep.
I think
that's an important lesson for all of us, definitely, definitely.
Oh, God, but it was like, God, how can I not? It's so subtle, you know, it's so subtle, the intuition. And it seemed like
it comes with practice. It's kind of one of those where the more you do it, and the more accurate it becomes. You can do exercises where, you know, before you go into a building or something, you can say, okay, is it going to be crowded in there? And you just trust your feeling and you go with it. You just do silly exercises like that, you know, like, or before when the phone's ringing, you think to yourself, okay, who's going to be calling me? And you keep doing that constantly. And the more you do it, it's like a muscle. You know, if you don't work out, you know, you're not going to have much muscle mass. You have to work the muscle out. So, you know, so there's some great books out there you can find about that topic that will help you. Of course, you know, Doreen Virtue, she's a great resource. She has a book called The Lightworker's Way that talks about ways to open up your intuition in there and feeling safe. She's got lots of great books out there. John Holland's another one. He's got a book called The Psychic Navigator that can help as well. So there's some books out there that can help you. I also feel like you might want to get a crystal, a protection crystal, like a black obsidian or some type of thing that will.
I do have a couple of those.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. But yeah, the overall message is saying, you know, keep moving forward, trust your intuition, and, keep asking for help if you need it. It seems like it's a good message for you today. All right.
Okay. Did I have any kind of, interesting, shape, sacred shape?
For the sacred geometry?
Yeah.
Is that what, that was the high tide that came through. Was about taking action and listening to your intuition. The sacred geometry in that card is really about golden spirals. Like the water, water, like when you look at the waves, has spirals, and spiral is in nature, in storms, we see it in the clouds. We see it in the wind, and the spirals are about taking action, moving, constantly moving. and utilizing our intuition to keep moving like a spiral, like the wave, like the wind, and to keep taking those steps. And again,
exactly.
If it doesn't yep. feel right, then
Don't trust it. Yeah, trust it. Yeah. Exactly. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm going to take some more calls here, but
yeah.
thank you for calling
thank
in,
you.
And have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Of course.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm going to go to area code 916 here. Okay, area code 916.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes,
hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well.
Good. I love your work. Anyway, my name is
Oh, thank
Nancy.
You. That's wonderful to hear.
Well, good.
That gives me that confidence. Okay,
general reading. Yeah, please.
Sure. Can I get your name?
Nancy.
Oh, Nancy, I remember. Nancy, I've talked with you before.
Yeah, several weeks
yeah.
ago.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah. Okay, well, let's do a sacred geometry, because I've been doing that for everybody, and then we'll see what the angels want to tell you, okay?
Okay.
So
okay,
I'm going to... Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, so I'm going to think about you and shuffle the sacred geometry deck. Okay. Now, while I was shuffling, I was seeing, like, a romantic thing. Is there a new relationship that's been developing with you?
I don't believe so.
Okay, I was just
married.
Seeing, like... Okay, maybe that's what it is. It just feels like there was a good romantic feeling, like a good... I don't know, that's what popped into my head, so I just want to say whatever pops into my head. But
okay.
There's a sacred geometry card that comes out, and the card is number 44, which is a powerful number, and the message is transmutation. If you were to look at this card, it has like all these forces of nature. There's fire, and there's lightning, and there's all this energy moving around. Do you remember when you were in school and you learned about atoms, and you saw like the path of the electrons moving around the atom, like
yeah.
that kind of atom shape? That's what this card mm-hmm. looks like. If you email me, I can send you the image of the card. But
okay.
the message of transmutation is really just going through change. It's saying that, you know, you're a very powerful being, and you're transmuting all that no longer serves you and bringing in new energy. The card also has the number 6, and 6 is a powerful number. There's many, like a cube has 6 sides, but the card's really just about the changes that are happening. And the changes that are happening right now are very powerful and are really opening you up to the core of your being. And you're flowing with it so peacefully. You're really, really flowing with it in a peaceful way and allowing it to be integrated. And that's an important lesson for many of us. Because we have the changes happening, and, you know, the butterfly in a cocoon. The cocoon has to transform into a butterfly. And the butterfly does it gracefully. That's how you're doing it. But some of us, we really resist that, those changes. And it's scary. And it creates more problems down the line because we block the flow, so to speak.
Right.
Okay, so
yeah,
this card's saying to you, your energy is very peaceful, and the changes that are happening, you're welcoming them with love, and you're that inspiration of peace to the world because you're so peaceful and centered in that space. And that's what this card is speaking to. Okay, that's the sacred geometry card that's coming forth. Now, I want to work with the angels and see, and I wish I had a fairies deck because the fairies want to come forth and work with you. They're acknowledging that you are connected with them, that you connect with them, but I don't have that deck in front of me, so I'm going to just use the angel tarot deck and see what messages the angels have for you, okay? So let me do that. I'm just thinking of you. Shuffling. don't know if you've ever seen this deck of cards. This deck of cards is like 80 cards. It's huge. I'm always afraid I'm going to drop it and the cards are going to fall over the floor.
Oh, dear.
And I'm like, it's like, it's a little, it's a massive deck. It's like huge. Okay, so the card that comes out for you is the Three of Fire. And this card is about abundance and making long-term plans. If you could see the picture, it's a little girl sitting next to a dragon, and she's looking up way in the distance at this volcano that's shooting out fire. So the volcano's way out in the distance. So it's about making long-term plans and having patience for the steps that you're taking. Now another card comes out with that, and this card is Archangel Sandalphon. Archangel Sandalphon is associated with a lot of different things, but this particular card is about connecting with different spiritual ideas and beliefs. Because you're very grounded and centered. It's just saying, I'm trying to figure out how it fits in with it. If you could see the card, there's a cross, there's a yin yang, there's like a six pointed star. There's all these different faiths, and it's just saying that you, the person that you are, has a little bit of all of that within you. You have that wise energy to bring that forth. Okay. It could also mean, when this card comes up, it could mean maybe go out and connect with other people that are like-minded like you, who are interested in some of the things that you're interested in, who are interested in some of the spiritual topics that you're interested in, or some of the nature stuff that you're interested in. This card just speaks to that. Okay. And
let's do
something that I haven't done with any of the callers today. I have a deck of cards called the Past Life deck.
Oh, good.
And let's ask what past life is influencing you right now. Okay, so we're going to do that. So I wanted to use this deck today. Okay, this one stops. Now, it's interesting. The card that pops out says forgiveness. And there's two white doves that are flying. So I'm not sure exactly what past life that would be, but maybe it's acknowledging that you already have done all your forgiveness work. You feel very clean. You've already gone through this stuff. And maybe some of those lessons that you've learned about forgiveness, you're bringing forth to show others how to peacefully forgive, and say, yeah, it's not a big deal. Because you really don't let things bother you. It's kind of like you let it roll off your sleeve. And not a lot of people are like that. So a lot of people, what? You're honking your horn at me? You're going to cut me off? Rawr! They get all angry. But you're just like, whatever.
I love that about you.
Yeah. But you're so peaceful, and I love that. And that's what you bring to the planet. You bring that peace. And the connection with the fairies, you really connect with the fairies. Like, I feel this. Like, you really connect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You really connect with the nature, and, I actually do have this little tiny deck here of cards that I haven't used in a long time. It's called the Wisdom and the Elves, Wisdom of the Elves and the Fairies. Let's use this and kind of see what card comes through. Oh, they're laughing. I could feel the fairies are giggling. They're like, hee. Okay, so okay, so this one's jumping out. This card jumps out. It's this cute little fairy, and she's holding like cherries or apples. And it says, just to be is a gift from heaven. And this other one says, the light of the sun is like the light of your soul, always shining bright like the light. Well, that's just so pretty. This card, it speaks to the core of who you are. It's got this little butterfly. There's three butterflies and this cute little fairy. She's looking up at the sun, bringing in the light, and there's flowers growing. So just the angels are just saying to you, everything's going great. You're doing everything so peacefully. You're anchoring that peace and that light, and keep doing what you're doing, because a lot of people don't have that same sense of peace as you do, that you have right now, and that's actually needed on the earth at this point in time.
Well, great. That's a lovely reading. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I love it that you're calling into the show. And definitely, if you haven't checked out the Facebook page yet, definitely do that. If you go on my website, ascensionmagic.com, and like the Facebook page, I'm doing free readings for people. Like every week I pull somebody and do a professional reading for them. So if you'd like to be in that drawing, I definitely like the Facebook page.
Okay, I'd love to. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome, Nancy. Okay, have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to area code 780. Hello? Are you
Hello,
there?
How's it going?
Hi. Thank you for calling in. Can I get your name?
My name is J.O., and what is your name?
Oh, my name is Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hi.
So you're pulling some cards for sacred geometry. I always love sacred geometry. So.
Yeah, let's do that. Sweet, yeah. Okay, so let me grab the deck and see what messages come through for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Of course. All right. Okay, this one wants to jump out of the deck. And it's the hexahedron, which is basically the cube. And the cube is the ultimate masculine shape there is. And it's interesting because when you were talking to me, I felt that very strong masculine energy come through with you. As you have that are you doing spiritual work right now? Is that part of your career?
Well, it's right now. It's always ongoing. You know, I teach classes and things like that. Right now I'm just in a... Well, I'm in a physical wall right now. I don't know what's going on with the energies or whatever, but I'm always doing that kind of stuff and listening to shows and listen to dialogue. Yeah, that's a great card. Thank you.
Well, the hexahedron, when that card comes out, what we think of, it's a platonic solid. You know, we know what a cube is. Six equal faces, six equal angles. Not six equal angles. The interior angles are the same. But the card, when it comes up, it's having you look at a situation that seems out of your control. It says you believe you have given your best, but you feel sometimes boxed in, like a cube could feel boxed in without room to move. It could mean that you might need a vacation or time away. But it's saying before you act in a radical manner, take a moment to step outside the box, hence the box, and seek a new perspective. Talk to somebody wise or ask for guidance before you make a change. Now, I want to go to the past life deck with you because I've been guided to use that deck with you, and I want to ask about any past life that may be affecting you at this moment or something that might be affecting you, let's just say that. Okay, so there's two cards that come out, and the first one that came out is phobias, and it also comes with persecution and inquisition. So it is possible that there's a lifetime where you were persecuted for your beliefs and what you do. I don't know if that's true, but it also feels like maybe that's what my intuition says is there may have been a lifetime where you were the one that was doing the persecution. Now, that doesn't mean that you're an evil person. We all have these experiences in our life. Different lifetimes we experience different things. But it could be part of the karma that you're experiencing in this life is the reverse of that. It's not saying that you are being persecuted against, but some of the things that have happened to you in this lifetime may have been related to that other lifetime. Now, when I say things, that's what just comes through me. You take it as you feel guided, as what feels true for you. But that's what came through to me, for me. Okay. I want to do another sacred geometry card, and the card that comes through is Nucleus. And it's exactly like you would expect an atom to look like. It's got the rings around it, around an atom. But it has a picture of an angel in the middle. And the number of the card is 42. Okay? And the card's about, when you think of nucleus, you think about the core of an atom. And the nucleus is about the core issues that are maybe affecting your life. So it says, like the core of an atom, there is an angel in the middle of this card, and she's contained. So it seems like the contained thing is a message, like being contained within a cube or being contained. So maybe sometimes you'll feel trapped because you haven't been listening to the messages of your angels that are guiding you. So that could be what's happening as well. But this card suggests, this nucleus card, that you're at the core of an issue. That's just like the last card said the same thing. And it's a time of moving into the world with leadership. Anyone who makes unreasonable demands on your energy may not be in your best interest. So you're advised not to ignore or glaze over this situation. Take a stance that will resolve what's happening in your life right now. So does any of this resonate with you?
Yeah, just working on a project at work right now, and mm-hmm. draining me a little bit energy-wise,
okay.
And I think with the boss, too, so he wants to go a certain direction, and I've kind of like thought a lot of it out, too. He's more of a fire and aim person. I'm more of a, aim and fire, aim, and just think it out first, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. It feels like there's some anger issues here that I'm feeling from you. So I'm going to ask Archangel Raphael to be with you and to help resolve some of this, whatever. I'm not sure exactly where it's coming from, but it feels like there's a little bit of anger issues there. And so we're going to ask Raphael to be there and to heal your situation at work within you and within anyone that's affected by this. And just like the other callers that have called in today, water mm-hmm. is important. Drink lots of water to flush out some of the things that you might be feeling. And you really want to ground. You really want to ground yourself, because there's a lot of other people's stuff in your aura right now. Okay, so you really want to visualize these roots like a tree coming out your feet and just grounding you deep into the earth and letting go of anything that's not serving you. And that's going to help if you do some grounding practices. Okay? So keep moving forward. So the sacred geometry messages were nucleus, hexahedron, and we'll just draw one more card just to give you three. We'll make it nice and even. Okay, let's
Thanks.
Think of it. Of course, three is a good number. Is the vesica Pisces, which has to do with light. Bringing light in, bringing light into the situation. It's the union between two as well, okay? But the first thing that popped into my head was the light coming through the center and the core of your being and opening up that power center, the solar plexus area within you, because sometimes you've been letting other people take your power, and that's not where we want to be. You want to be in a place where you're strong and confident with who you are and come from a place of love, because at your core, you are love, and you are light, and all there ever is. So the hexahedron, the nucleus, and the vesica Pisces, if you want images of the cards, give me your email so I can give you images, okay? But that's what came through today.
Alrighty.
You there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So I'm running a little bit out of time, so I need to move forward, but I want to send you lots of love on your journey and continue to keep moving forward and know that the angels are always with you.
Alrighty. Thank you so much.
Sure. Okay, so if I wasn't able to get to your call today, I want to assure you that a message did come forth from the other callers. You just have to trust your angels, okay? There was a lot of messages today about water, so many of us need to drink a lot of water, be near water. That was a common message of today. Some of the sacred geometry symbols, again, if you listen today, if you want to get images, send me your email if you called in today. Next week on the show, I'll be doing readings, but I'll be doing animal readings. I sort of did animal readings today for people, but I really want to do like a full animal spread for some people that are calling in. If you'd like that, call in next week. If you'd like a professional reading with me, you can visit my website, www.ascensionmagic.com. Tomorrow on the show, I'll be talking about Lemuria and Atlantis, so it's really going to be an exciting show. I hope you can join me for that. But just know that you're never alone. The angels are always there, and all is well.
No.